Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, we're looking at making prayer more meaningful. Making our prayer life more meaningful is essential to have a rich and fruitful life with our eternal Father in heaven. It has been said that the communication to God comes in two ways. God communicates to us through His inspired Word, the Bible, while we communicate to God through the avenue of prayer. Jesus says in John 14 and verse 13, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Peter wrote in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against those that do evil." Prayer does not seem to occupy the important place in the lives of Christians as it should. I think many times prayer is one of those avenues in which the Christian overlooks, or it's treated sometimes merely as a panic button. Well, let's observe the variety of things that Christ prayed for and how similar our petitions should be today. We notice first that Christ prayed before great events in his life. We see this in Luke 6, verses 12 and 13. He also prayed after achievements and in crises, that is, hard times. Matthew 14, verse 23. He prayed before the great temptations of this life. Matthew 26 and verse 36. He prayed when his life was time-consuming and maybe sometimes completely engrossing and overtaking his time. He prayed in times of great joy, Luke 10, 21 and 22. He prayed in times of deep anguish and sorrow, John 11, 41 and 42. He prayed when food was served to him, Mark 8 and verse 6. He prayed early in the morning as well as late in the evening, Luke 6 and verse 12. He prayed with his disciples, but mostly he prayed alone, Luke 9 and verse 29. Jesus' use of prayer was so frequent that should cause us to consider some suggestions that will make our prayer life more meaningful. First, we should pray more often. Consider how often you pray, or perhaps how seldom you pray to God. We should also consider being more specific in our prayers to God. Effective and the effectual prayer is often too general, obscure, and vague. In our personal prayer life, we should be more specific in our needs and particular requests. We find this idea in Matthew 26, verse 39. When Christ prays, he says, "Remove this cup from me." That's a specific prayer. We also should pray with greater faith. The inspired writer James emphasized that weak and futile prayers are inseparably connected. James 1 verse 6. I observe Jesus' prayer for Peter in Luke 22 verse 31 and 32. This prayer was designed that the apostle may be spared from the sifting process of Satan, but that his faith would not fail him. And so we see here that Christ's prayer is specific, and also we see that his prayer was in faith as well. We also should pray with greater zeal and fervency. A necessary ingredient to acceptable prayer is enthusiasm and fervency, according to James 5 and verse 16. Notice the words of James 5 verse 16, which says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The inspired writer James did not just say that prayer availeth, but rather the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We also should realize that growing godly is connected to a life that is filled with prayers to God. We find that Christ in John chapter 11, verse 41 and 42, the Bible says, "And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always." And so a prayer life is connected with a person who's desiring to grow godly, to grow more, as to become a Christian example, as we are supposed to be, a better Christian example. Also, growing in humility will enhance our prayer life. The first beatitude in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus focused on humility. This beatitude centers on the heart of Christianity, as Jesus said, "Blessed are pure in heart," or "Blessed are the poor in spirit," rather, "for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The phrase "poor in spirit" is in sharp contrast to one who is rich in spirit, that is, self-righteous, proud, conceited, arrogant, and self-sufficient. A rich prayer life will increase a forgiving spirit. Matthew 5, verse 7, Christ says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." We should pray to God. After all, we pray to Him for mercy when we ask Him to forgive us of our sins. And lastly, a successful prayer life combines action with prayer. Pray as though everything depended upon God, which of course we know everything does depend upon God. Then work as though everything depends upon you. And here's one illustration. A preacher once reported a sign on a barn in the Midwest, which appropriately summarized it best. "Pray for a good harvest, but keep on plowing." A meaningful prayer life is something that is a requirement for all of us. Thus, we must work diligently to improve our prayer lives. We thank you for being here with us on Exhortations. If you remember the words of Hebrews 3 and verse 13, we're told to encourage one another daily, to exhort one another daily, while it's called today. Thank you for listening.